finished here, Bedford 5, Kingstonian 2. Kim, these end of season games, nothing ever happens, does it?
No, it doesn't rain, but it pours, quite obviously, you know. Obviously, they're let down badly, I think, by Peter's let himself down, he's let the boys down. I stick up for him last week and this week. We spoke before the game about, you know, being silly and no excuses for what he done.
Well, that was, of course, the first penalty where you obviously agree with the referee then it was a foul. How about the second penalty?
Second penalty, the referee says he's given it for handball. The linesman's flagged up for shirt pulling. The ref said it was handball, so, I mean, it seems to speak for itself. I couldn't really see from where I was. It looked like both of them are going challenging for the ball. Ball's come out, James Pinnock's come out with the ball and he's given a penalty, so I don't know that one.
And Liam Collins' own goal, he's not a defender. I don't think he proved it there with that bit of defending.
Well, it's totally nothing to do with Liam. Lance has come for the ball, called for it, missed it, and it's hit Liam on the head, basically. I mean, he didn't even try to head it. It's just hit him and gone in the goal. You know, at the time, it's a comedy of errors, and that's just about sums it up.
Right, but then obviously just before half time, we got the second back through Tim's heels, and I think the second half, we were pretty much all over him.
Well, we said at half time, you know, if we get the ball behind them, get them turning, I think we'll get some joy out of it. And to be perfectly honest, I think we could have scored 5 goals in the second half with 10 men. And I thought we'd done particularly well. Everybody gave 100% effort. Dave Clark was back to full fitness and done really well. I thought Matt Flitter, Chris Whelan and Scott Smith played exceptionally well. Yeah, it was a great effort from the boys, but we didn't get anything out of it.
You also gave a chance to a couple of reserve players, Liam Garman and Chris Nurse. How do you think they did?
Yeah, Liam didn't do anything wrong. Chris Nurse is going to be a very good player. He's bright, he's mobile, he does things simply. Yeah, it's a difficult game for him to come into, but I thought he'd done really well.
Just finally, a word on Monday, playing Hampton. I know in the paper you said we're not going to get a cricket score. Do you expect to win, though?
Oh, yeah, I do expect to win, yeah. As I say, I expect to win every game, you know. But the game today was lost in 10 silly minutes. There's not a lot you can do about things like that, you know. It's individual mistakes from somebody that you expect a lot better of, and it's cost us dearly.
Thanks, Jason.